This is another area where concentration has caused real damage. And I'll say, listen, I'm a believer in the free market. The free market is the most powerful force that you can unleash on any problem. But a free market is many buyers and many sellers. And when you have too much concentration, then individual players can have asymmetrical power. And that does create problems. And what we saw in the ocean shipping area is that these ocean carriers, all of whom now are foreign flagged, the big five, went from controlling about 15% of the market 30 years ago to now controlling 70 or 75% of the market today. That's a big problem. And so they were not treating American ag shippers fairly. There was an unprecedented level of rejections, just a refusal to put American ag products into empty containers. 60% of the containers that went back to Asia last year went back empty. And in the dairy industry alone, that's one American industry in just 6 months, that cost them billions of dollars. And the reports, the analysis are frankly shocking about how much harm was done. And so the Ocean Shipping Reform Act, done with John Garamendi of California and myself in the House, and then John Thune and Amy Klobuchar in the Senate, signed into law by Joe Biden just a few weeks ago, tells these foreign flagged ocean carriers that they have to play fair. They cannot unreasonably discriminate against American ag goods. If they've got a ship going to the right place at the right time with capacity, they've got to put that American dairy, American beef, beans, corn in the ship.